Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, the podcast where we uncover the power of a confident and healthy smile. I am your host, Dr. Catrice Austin, bringing you the latest dental tips, cosmetic dentistry trends, and inspiring stories to help you look and feel your best. From myth-busting to life-changing smile transformations, this is your weekly dose of dental news that you can use. So, let's talk smiles and get started. Hello, hello, everybody. It's Dr. Catrice Austin, host of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, and I am always happy to see all these beautiful people coming in. I see Kenduism. Hello. I am Tasia's World over in the Netherlands. Oh, it's so good. I love you. I didn't get to see you when I was over there the last month. So good to see you. My people, LA content, NYC is in the building. P-Y-N-K, pink and blue, is in the building. I'm the Pino is back in the building. And of course, Bryson is always in the building. Hello, guys. I am back. I am back. It has been a while since I have gone live. Hello from my home state of Michigan. Hello, hello. Glassman Dental is in the building. Well, I'm feeling like y'all miss me. I love it. I love it. I love it. Jay Marisi, my homegirl in the ATL, Midwestern gal. All my people are in the building. My patients, my friends, my associates, everybody is here. And let me tell you guys, Bryson's going to be in NYC. Oh, boy. I love that. Hey, Tony. Oh, you are pink and blue. Okay, I get it. Well, today we're going to have a special guest. I know this has gone viral. It's been all over the news. Even when I was home in Flint, Michigan, it was on the radio, y'all. So I knew that I had to get my guest in, and she just joined us. We're going to be talking to orthodontist who goes by the Instagram handle of Braces by Sable, but she is Dr. Sable Staller. We are going to get her in right now. Let me request her and let's talk about it, because she is being talked about everywhere, and we got to set the record straight, because I know a lot of you guys out there probably thought that you should probably brush your teeth first and then floss. Hello, doctor. Hello, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm so happy to have you on. I mean, you just kind of rocked the world 5 days ago with that post.
I know. Yeah. It's funny because I had made that post a few times and it didn't really get that much traction. And then it took off, and then the Shade Room reposted it. So everyone's been like, did you see your famous? I'm like, am I? But I'm glad people are finding out about it.
I love that. Jay Jacobson said, Dr. Sable, my queen. Oh, they love you. Well, tell us a little bit about your background. I just discovered that you're here in New York City, where I am.
Yes. Yes. I know. I was looking at that earlier. So I'm originally from Indiana.
I'm a Michigan girl.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Midwest.
Midwest. Yes.
And then I moved to University of Buffalo, and I played volleyball there in college. And then after that, I went back to Indiana for dental school and residency for orthodontics. And then I always wanted to live in New York City, so found a job and moved out here.
Okay, so let's get to the topic at hand. Why do you say that you should not rinse your mouth after you brush?
Yeah. So, I mean, the main reason is when you brush your teeth, you're using toothpaste that has fluoride in it, and you want that fluoride to stay on your teeth. So that way it can help remineralize your enamel and strengthen your enamel. And so you're just supposed to brush and then spit out the extra toothpaste. Oh. If you rinse with water, It basically is rinsing off most of the toothpaste that you just put on your mouth, and not allowing that to happen. So that's why we recommend not rinsing with water afterwards. It does feel better. I get it, but yeah.
So are you, do you feel that you can rinse, but you could do all of that stuff before? Are you a fan of rinsing with alcohol-free antiseptic mouth rinse? Do you find that it has benefits?
Yes, for sure. It does. I usually rinse before with ACT mouthwash. My favorite to use. And I'll just do that before I brush. So the last thing I'm doing, I'm brushing and just spitting out the extra toothpaste. And then usually I'll use a tongue scraper to just clean my tongue after. But that's the only other thing I'm doing after I brush my teeth.
I am so glad that you said that, because on the 6th, on Tuesday, it was National Fresh Breath Day. And a lot of people don't know that cleaning the tongue is so beneficial. Like, this is probably one of the secret weapons. If you guys want to have fresh breath, to use a tongue cleaner. You can brush. Do you feel that using a tongue cleaner is a more effective than brushing?
Yeah, I like it, especially that I have the one that you're holding, and it's exactly. And it's like, it's so clean. The metal, I feel like you can clean it off easily.
Yeah, you can boil it if you want to. You can reuse this one.
Yeah, and it definitely, I don't like to brush with my toothbrush for that. I just feel like the tongue scraper works a lot better.
You can actually see the brown or white or yellow film of bacteria coming off. It's quite disgusting, but at least you know that you're getting the bacteria off and you're going to do a good job. When does she floss in her regimen? Great question, Queen Swanson.
Wow, that's a great question. I usually do it first. So if you want to do the whole thing, I'll floss first, and then I will use my water flosser. And then I'll do the mouthwash, and then brush, and then the tongue scraping.
Okay. You just said the key word. Yes. This right here. I mean, if you guys are out there and you're not using a water flosser, fix your life. Come on, right now. I'm going to post a link in my Instagram stories, Facebook stories, on the water flossers that we both recommend, because I think we like the same ones. But this is like a car wash for your smile, guys. And I know that you recommend this with people who have braces. Why?
Yeah. Well, honestly, a lot of people have trouble brushing near the gums, especially in the back. You can get a lot of food stuck back there with the braces in between the gums. And so you can floss, but using the water flosser is just so much easier. And you can really see if you've gotten all the food out, and it's just a lot easier and quicker to use.
And it's so fun. I mean, it's really, and it can be, people feel that it can be messy, but you're going to do this with your mouth closed. Like, you're not going to have your mouth open and let it, you're going to close a little bit and just let it, just get it along the gum lines. Now, if you have braces, the traditional braces, then it's really good for getting underneath those wires for those who are not candidates for the clear aligners. Now, you say that, Sunday is a National Align Your Teeth Day, so I want to talk about since you are an orthodontist. You say that getting the clear aligners are sometimes a little bit better than traditional braces. Why? Let's go over the differences.
Yeah, for sure. So it really depends on the person, but a lot of times why clear aligners can be better, it's easier to brush. So if you're having trouble brushing, then the clear aligners, you can take them out, make sure you're brushing well. That's a lot easier. And then also, like, let's say you just want to fix a few teeth and your bite is already good. There are just a few teeth that have shifted a little bit. Maybe you forgot to wear your retainer, things like that. The clear aligners are usually faster, just because they're a little bit better at pinpointing specific tooth movements versus the braces. There's a lot more equal and opposite reactions, and sometimes it takes longer to get the final result.
Now, I get a lot of people who want veneers, or they want straighter teeth, but they're not always a candidate for clear aligners. Sometimes they're not actually a candidate for getting veneers, and I have to refer them back to you. Can you tell us who is a candidate for clear aligners and who's a candidate for traditional braces? Because sometimes I get photos from some of our followers and they have really severe crowding. They want to do this as adults as discreetly as possible. Can you tell us who's a candidate for which
Yeah, so I would say we'll do clear aligners first. Adults, a lot of times, are better candidates because they'll wear the aligners better. Certain bites that usually can be fixed with clear aligners better are open bites. So if you have space in your front teeth there, and open bites, or just mild crowding, mild to moderate crowding can be corrected with Invisalign. Also, patients that want kind of a wider smile, clear aligners, they do a great job. Now, let's say you go to the orthodontist and they say you can't get those and braces are the better option. Usually that's because either maybe you need surgery. A lot of times it's a lot easier to do surgery with braces. Or let's say you have an impacted tooth that we need to bring into the arch. A lot of times doing that with braces is the only option. We can't do aligners. And then also if you're getting teeth taken out, usually braces are the best option just because it's going to get done a lot faster than with the clear aligners.
When it comes to time frame, because that's always a deciding factor for our patients, how long, what's the average time of someone having, with the, you know, moderate crowding, someone would have to wear clear aligners versus traditional braces?
Yeah, I would say it's hard to say just without someone there, maybe a year or so if they're just a few minor things. With braces, it may end up taking a little bit longer, maybe a year and a half or so with the braces.
But for those who have to get traditional braces, you do have some clear cosmetic options that involve brackets as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Oh, let me see. I have my... Yeah, so the clear braces, a little prop here. It looks like
this. Wow.
So, yeah, they are more discreet. The back are still metal.
Okay.
There are a few companies that have started to make this part clear.
Okay.
But if you're not using a specific company, then it's going to be metal in the back.
Okay.
And, yeah, but I will say this is a lot more upkeep hygiene-wise, because the O ties can get really stained if you're a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
If you eat curry, red sauce, things like that.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do the clear alternatives cost a little bit more?
Usually, yes. But it really depends on just the office you go to. Sometimes there is no upcharge, sometimes there is. But they are more expensive, and that's usually why you'll see that.
I get this question a lot. What about the braces that go behind your teeth? Is that something that you recommend? They just don't want to see brackets, but they know they need brackets?
Yeah, the lingual braces. Yeah, I think they work great. I don't do them in the office I work at now. But basically, they help. They're just hidden when you look in the mouth. It can be hard to put them on because the tongue is right there.
Yeah.
So sometimes they'll pop off really easily because of that, because the teeth will get wet while you're gluing them. And it also can be a little rough on the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it is usually the quicker option between braces and Invisalign, or braces, clear aligners, and lingual braces. But it can be a little more uncomfortable.
I can only imagine that, because just having something on the back of your tongue, even a retainer, can sometimes be annoying. Now, Mr. Mike Yes wanted to know, and I don't even know this answer, can you discuss your experience using MARP appliance on your patients? What is a MARP appliance?
Yeah, so it's the MARP appliance. So it's basically like, let me get another prop here. Okay, so it's an expander, just like this, that goes on the top teeth.
Oh.
But the difference is, if basically there's a suture that runs through the bone right here, and the expander opens the suture and creates more space for all the teeth. But once you reach a certain age, around 12, 13 as a kid, usually you can't get that suture open because of skeletal maturity.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put a MARPI in, which is an expander that has screws that go into the top of the mouth and are screwed in. And that helps pop the suture open more easily.
Wow. It looks painful, doctor. Is that painful?
Honestly, I've had a screw placed on me before. We had to do it in residency on each other. And then I also put one on one of my co-residents, MRP, myself. And you know, he did okay with it.
Okay.
I don't think it's that painful. I mean, it is, but if you're really wanting to fix your teeth, it's definitely worth it, and it does work.
And can you show that again? It looks like this is something for people with a narrow arch. Your jaw didn't expand outwards, and so we need to expand the jaw so that the teeth can look a little bit more broad and you can breathe and function a lot better, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for the question. And then Queen Swanson wants to know, can clear aligners fix an overbite? And can you explain, because this is a frequently asked question that I get.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel like they say, I have an overbite. Is that normal or not normal?
Yeah. So let me get another model.
Okay. I love she has models and demonstrations for us.
I know, right? This is working out well. Okay. So yeah, to go over an overbite. So an overbite is normal. Usually we say between 1 and 3 millimeters with an overbite. And I will, we'll break it down here with this model. People also get very confused between an overbite. Like they get confused on what it is. So when you're looking at your bite, so up and down, the overbite is how much the front teeth are covering the lower teeth. And you want to have an overbite.
Yes.
So this is normal right here. You want them to cover a little bit. If it looks like this, we don't want that. So that means we need to fix your overbite and get it corrected. But if it looks like this, then it's normal.
Okay.
The other thing, people will come in and they feel like their teeth are too far forward and they'll call it an overbite,
mm-hmm.
kind of like this. That's not an overbite. Usually we'll just go along with it because it's, you know.
That's what they know.
It doesn't, yeah. And like, so you want to, you know, meet people where they are. But this is actually called overjet, just meaning the front teeth are too far ahead of the lower teeth.
And we would call that buck teeth if yeah. In the common world.
Yes. But you definitely can fix them with clear aligners for sure.
But if it was a deeper overbite, can you also fix that with clear aligners as well?
Yes. I do think there's kind of a misconception that you can't because of technology. I would say like 10 years ago, you probably couldn't mm-hmm. successfully, but now you definitely can just because the clear aligners have come a long way for sure.
Let's see. Queen Swanson also wants to know, is it normal for teeth to shift and gaps to develop during adulthood, particularly if there's no teeth missing? And is there anything that you can do to prevent this?
Yeah, so a few questions. Sometimes when that happens, if it's in the front, it means you may have a tongue thrust, which means either you lost your retainer also and your teeth start shifting, or a tongue thrust, meaning when you swallow or you're just sitting down, you're pushing your teeth forward and you're touching it too low in your mouth. So you're touching your lower front teeth. And what that does is it cause pressure on the teeth to kind of spread out. So that may be what's going on. Yeah, but it's hard to say just without looking at someone in person.
And is there anything you can do when someone has a tongue thrusting habit?
I mean, there are a few appliances we can use. It's honestly a very learned habit. There may be some things contributing to it. If you have a tongue tie, meaning that the extra tissue below your tongue is kind of like too tight. Yes, it can cause the tongue to sit a little lower in the mouth and cause that to happen more. So that would be something to have your dentist or your orthodontist look at and make sure you don't have that. But then besides that, it's more of a learned habit. So you can go to a myofunctional therapist mm-hmm. to get a few exercises to practice keeping your tongue higher in your mouth. Or you may need braces to kind of widen out your smile and make some more room for your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But those are kind of the few options you can do if you do have a tongue thrust.
When patients seek out a consultation with you, you are looking at all the whole picture, right? Not just the teeth.
Yes. Yes.
I love
it. Yeah. So we'll see those things. And usually if something like that happens, it's immediately my head goes, oh, let me check the tongue. Let me see how you're swallowing and all that to figure out what's going on to get to the problem.
We talked about overbite. We talked about overjet, but Queen Swanson is on fire today. Queen Swanson wants to know, how about fixing an underbite, which a lot of people have underbites where your lower jaw goes in front of your upper teeth like yeah. that. And we might as well talk about cross bites, which are very, very common as well. Can clear aligners, we know traditional braces can fix, but can clear aligners fix underbites and cross bites as well?
Yeah, so clear aligners can definitely fix underbites. It really just depends on the severity, but if you're able to fix it with braces, you definitely can fix it with clear aligners. And then what was the other question?
Cross bites. And that's cross where bites. Your top teeth should cover your bottom teeth, but it's reversed like that.
Yes. Yeah. So it really just depends if it's one tooth, if it's a dental issue versus a skeletal issue. Skeletal just meaning that the bone where all your teeth sit is a little bit more narrow than the lower. If that's the issue, we would have to look into maybe doing a MARPI like we talked about earlier, or an expander first, and then the clear aligners. But if it's just one tooth, usually we can fix it with clear aligners, no problem.
Here's a good question from a cosmetic dentistry standpoint. Sometimes when patients have spaces between their teeth, isn't there sometimes only a limit depending on how many spaces and how wide those spaces are? There's only a limit that you can get them with braces, no matter which ones you do. And sometimes we have to work together as a cosmetic orthodontic team to complete the makeover.
Yeah, for sure. Especially, you know, we're kind of constrained by the bone and where the teeth can sit in the bone. And sometimes that can affect how we're able to move the teeth depending on the bite. And so if cases are really complicated, we can only maybe move a tooth so far in one area and you need a little bit more for a veneer or something, that's where we have to work together and come up with a good solution. Yeah, because sometimes the bite can be an issue where we can't get enough space, and we're really, we're limited sometimes to skeletally where we can move the teeth.
And at what point would somebody, going back to the underbite, at what point does someone need their, I've had several people say, oh, the orthodontist told me I need to get my jaw broken in order to correct my bite. When is that ever a circumstance? Because people are really afraid of that.
Yes. No, I totally get that. So a lot of times, let's say you come in the office and you're 12 years old and your jaw starts to look more forward like this. A lot of times that's concerning just because you haven't reached your peak growth yet. And what that means is that your jaw is still going to grow more than where it's at right now, where you can develop an underbite. So a lot of times if you come in and we see that, we'll take an x-ray of the side of your face and we'll say, come back in 12 years. We need to look at your growth, see how things are looking before we make a plan. And if you are one of those people where your jaw continues to grow forward, usually we don't do braces until you're older. And the only reason is you can't get the surgery to fix the jaw until you're done growing.
Okay.
So if you're a female, it's usually around, you know, 18 or so. And for males, it'll be around 20 that you'll get that surgery. You can put the braces on and try to straighten your teeth if you're really self-conscious about that. You just have to know that you'll have to have them off and wait until you're done growing to get the braces back on and have that surgery done.
LA Contento NYC says, my daughter is 6 years old. She just lost her two lower front teeth, not any others, but her bite looks like an underbite. Does she need to wait more? And I think you may have addressed that. At what age does a parent need to be concerned about the teeth not being in alignment?
Yeah, so I would say you don't have to wait for your dentist to recommend you go see an orthodontist at age 7. I would say just go get a free consult. They can take an x-ray, make sure the growth is everything is going well. If she does have an underbite, there may be an issue with the growth of her face right here. So I would recommend that you just call your local orthodontist to make an appointment and have them look at everything and make sure she may need like any sort of headgear or something to correct her bite while she's still growing. Most likely she doesn't, but I would say go ahead and make an appointment. But the average age that we recommend is age 7.
Okay. You mentioned headgear and I was going to bring that up. I have not seen headgear. You know, like when I was growing up, that was the norm in grade school and high school. I don't see them as much. Has technology changed? Is it, has something replaced headgear that makes it more cool and not as obvious?
Yeah, well, I think just technology has improved and we've had a lot more research of other ways you can fix bites. And so at this point, when you mention headgear to patients, a lot of times they are very apprehensive. So we found other ways to kind of work around it. I would say the only time that I really use it still is if you're younger, 7 or 8, and this part of the face is kind of not growing properly forward to try to help help with the growth. But yeah, usually we don't use it that much anymore because of new technology. Yeah.
So around age 7, if a parent is concerned about the way the teeth, the primary teeth, or the baby teeth, they're losing their baby teeth and getting their adult teeth, around 7 is a okay time to go in for a consultation.
Yeah. And usually we won't even recommend anything, but it's just a great way to honestly get your child used to the office, kind of meet everyone. And if they are nervous, that's a great way to kind of build practice going to the office, because most likely they're not going to have anything done. It'll just be a check. And we'll say, come back in a year, make sure everything, they're growing well. And then by the time they're ready for braces, when they're 11 or 12, they'll be a pro at it.
You have been a wealth of knowledge. Before I let you go, we have to talk about one of the most important things outside of dental hygiene, which is how we started. Let's talk about retaining your teeth. Once you've done traditional braces or liners, what is the preferred method for retaining teeth? Do you like the removable, or do you recommend a permanent retainer, and why?
Yes. Okay. I recommend just the removable clear retainers. Yes, you can get a permanent retainer. I don't love to offer those just because they are really hard to clean. I had one and I did a terrible job cleaning it, and I know what can go wrong if I don't clean it.
For those who don't know what a permanent retainer is, can you explain?
Yeah. So basically it's just a small thin wire that goes on the back of your front teeth and it's glued to every tooth. There you go. And it helps just prevent the front teeth from shifting. But I do prefer the clear retainers. If you do have a permanent retainer, I still prefer the clear retainer on top in case the permanent retainer broke, or, you know, you're on vacation, it breaks and you can't get back here. The clear retainer will make sure your teeth don't move.
And when somebody's getting, let's just say they wore aligners and they wore braces, but now they want veneers. Do you recommend that they still wear some kind of retainer even after they've gotten veneers? Is that recommended? I get that question a lot.
Yeah, I recommend that. Yes. Just because, you know, if you grind your teeth at all, sometimes it can wear down the opposing teeth that maybe don't have veneers. You also want to make sure, like, let's say you get Invisalign and then you get veneers, your teeth can still easily shift. So you don't want to get all this work done and then have them shift afterwards. So I do recommend the retainer. And then I also just filmed a video before this, I didn't post it yet, about like if your veneer somehow falls off on accident and you can't get to your dentist that day, the best thing that you can do is take that veneer, put it in your retainer, and you can wear it and protect the tooth. And then you don't have to worry about it until you can go back.
Game. Hold on. I got to give you some horns for that. Yeah. Oh my God. That was a game changer.
Yeah.
If you have aligners, you can use it as a temporary until you can get back to your dentist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best hack ever. So
wow.
If you have veneers, get them from your dentist or orthodontist, because that way you don't have to worry, because you never know when that's going to happen.
You never know. It is it's more common. It does happen. I know people want to think that once you get crowns and veneers, they're going to always stay on forever. And they a lot of times do, but accidents do happen with your veneers and crowns, just like they do your teeth. So, wow, that was a game changing tip. I cannot wait for that video. And man, I hope that you come back on the show. You've been a wealth of knowledge and such a joy to get to know. And man, keep killing it out there and educating our audiences out there that need this information. I thank you so much. How can people find you if they need a consultation?
Yeah, thank you so much. This has been great. You can follow me on Instagram or TikTok, Braces by Sable. And then you can make an appointment in the Lower East Side office at Straits at Orthodontics and just ask to see me, and you can get an appointment.
Oh, thank you so much. Everybody give her some love, and you have a great rest of your day. I know you got to get back to patients, and we will talk again soon and maybe meet up in New York City.
Yes, I would love that.
All right. Thank you so much, and have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
To all my smile champions out there, I want to thank you for tuning into the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. If you love today's episode, be sure to subscribe and please leave us a review. We love having your feedback. Now, for more smile tips and to submit your Ask Dr. Austin questions, head over to the podcast page at vipsmiles.com. And remember, tune in for the dental knowledge and stay for the fun and confidence boost. Until next time, keep smiling. Welcome to the VIP Smiles 7-Day Healthy Smile Workout Challenge. Are you ready for a beautiful, healthy, and confident smile in just 7 days? Well, if you ever wanted to kickstart your journey to a stunning smile, get ready because this challenge is here to transform your smile into a winning smile. In just 7 days, you're going to uncover smile secrets that have your teeth looking fabulous. You're going to receive expert advice straight from a celebrity dentist. Picture this, you, a dazzling smile, and tips from the queen of smiles, Dr. Catrice Austin, that's me, all without spending a dime. Our 7-day challenge is here, and guess what? It is totally free. No hidden fees, just loads of good vibes and a journey to a healthier smile. We're going to make this journey a fun journey. Now, here are 4 reasons why you should join our challenge. You don't want to miss this. In just 1 week, you're going to experience bite-sized daily wisdom, which will be quick, practical lessons to elevate your oral care routine. You're going to get exclusive videos, which will be expert guidance from me, right in your inbox every single day. You're going to have access to a supportive community where you'll have the opportunity to connect with fellow participants, share your experiences, and cheer each other on. And of course, what would a challenge be without having access to special offers? So join the challenge today and you'll be on your way to a healthier smile. See you in the challenge.